Good day, good evening, boys and girls, B-movie maniacs, wherever you may be. Welcome. Man, I can't believe it, but this is the final teaser episode of season one of B-movie mania. It's maybe a little bit bittersweet. You know, the season is coming to an end, but I think we have an excellent selection for the final episode of the season. And I didn't really feel like just sitting here and talking about it by myself. So we're going to do something a little bit different for this final teaser episode. On the season finale of B-Movie Mania, we have a couple of my old school buddies by the name of Dave Jetter and Gail Murren. They are from their own podcast called Jet Theory Radio, and they're actually joining me right now for the teaser episode. Guys, welcome.
Hey, nice to be here. How you doing, man?
Good. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this weird crossover thing that we're doing from like three different states. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, we got Texas down here because we're live from the ATX.
Right.
You're out in Cali.
Correct.
And then everybody else is in good old Illinois, right?
Yeah, everybody else is up in the Chicagoland area kicking it.
So the people in the teaser were the smart ones who left. Jab, jab.
Don't let the other three hear that.
They don't listen to their own podcast, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, then we're fine.
So, guys, what are we going to be reviewing for the final episode of B-Movie Mania here for the season finale?
Well, we've been prepping a little bit, and we watched a little bit of it today. And, oh, it's so good.
The Two Evil Eyes.
Two Evil Eyes. It is a anthology film, half created by Mr. George A. Romero, who sadly we just recently lost. Gail, you want to pour a little bit for Mr. Romero?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Gail's drinking. Big surprise.
Yeah, that never happens.
And the other half was directed by Dario Argento. So we're talking about two horror legends here coming together to do two tales by who?
It's tales by Edgar Allan Poe.
No. It's tales by Edgar Allan Poe.
The Nevermore.
Didn't John Cusack play him once?
I think there was.
That was terrible.
A Hollywood blockbuster.
Yeah, I never got around to seeing that.
Yeah. You don't. Don't.
No.
Avoid.
Avoid at all costs.
So, guys, this is going to be interesting because we have six of us on the show. That's way too many people to do a podcast. So we're going to be doing something a little bit different. And I kind of explained the rules to you guys. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about how this next episode is going to work?
Yeah. So we're going to be essentially splitting up the movie into two halves, the first half and the second half, which works great for an anthology. With that, I believe the first team is going to be Paul, Gail, and Chris.
Paul, the better team, right?
Correct.
You got to just have your lead out, go out there and, you know, just get everybody set up. But then the finish team would be myself, Mr. Hayes, and 1J.
Well played.
Those are two good, you know, well-balanced teams right there.
Yeah, I was, you know, I'm a little curious here. What brought you to deciding to split the teams like that?
Yeah, you chose.
Okay, well, we haven't talked about this, but Dave, if it's okay with you, since I'm going to be sort of leading the discussion for the first half, you know, since this is your podcast, I figured it's only appropriate if you lead the second half of the podcast.
I could put on that little hosting cap there, or in this case, the hosting headphones, and step right up to the mic and take care of that for you. Not a problem.
There you go. And then you have to deal with Jay and Mike. So good fucking luck with that.
Now, Jay, I think it could be fine. Mike, I like that because that's a good wild card. I'm looking forward to how that conversation will go.
Mike truly is the wild card. Gail, to be honest with you, I think Jay is a little disappointed that you and him are on different teams. I think he wants to rib you a little bit.
I know.
But if memory serves, we all essentially have to be listening in on the podcast because we're going to just throw out a wild card every now and then where one of us on the opposing team gets to make a statement or say something, I believe.
That's correct. I'm just kind of calling it a buzz-in, and it's really just to make sure that everybody stays engaged and we keep things fun and fresh for everybody. So let's say that Gale has something that he wants to say about the second half of the film.
Oh, yeah. After seeing The Black Cat tonight in my little preview, oh, yes.
So if I understand correctly, Gale has watched the movie. Dave, you have yet to?
I was watching little bits and pieces earlier with Gale, just, you know, checking in every few minutes, but I really want to sit down and take in this cinematic experience.
So, yeah, everybody's going to have like a 30-second buzz-in where they can, you know, chime in if they feel that they just got to say something about the other half of the film. One buzz-in per person.
I like those rules. That's going to be some fun times. Hopefully there's not a lot of people buzzing in at once and there's not a sense of chaos. I think this is going to be well managed.
It really just depends on how much people are drinking or not.
So, yeah, Gale's going to be buzzing in a lot, thinking that he's just going to take other people's buzzes.
I have a lot to say.
What's going to happen.
I have a lot to say about Harvey Keitel.
Speaking of drinking, we have a little thing that we like to do on teaser episodes called Drinking Rules.
Drinking Rules!
You know, we could do drinking rules for the movie, but I actually thought maybe it would be more fun. What if we did drinking rules for the actual podcast so that when our listeners are listening, they drink every time something happens on the podcast?
I like that idea.
I mean, right away, anytime there's a buzz in, I think everybody should take a drink. I mean, that's a given on that one.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anytime full names are used. For example, if I were to just sit there and shout out Gale Francis Murren IV.
I like it.
That's full interruption.
That's full interruption. That's take a drink.
Okay. You got a drink. By the way, there will be a little bit of crossover where all of us are sort of, you know, talking at the beginning of the show and the end of the show. We're all going to get in there. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One thing I like to do when I'm editing the episodes is sprinkle in some sound bites of clips from the actual movie. Mm-hmm. So you could drink anytime there's a soundbite from the actual film.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think like any kind of shameless self-promotion of any kind.
Yeah. I think that's...
There you go.
Yeah. Because okay. It's rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if I sit there and I tell everybody, go listen to Jet Theory Radio, I mean, that's just... That's obnoxious right in the middle of like reviewing a B-movie. I mean, we don't want to tell everybody involved with the B-movie mania.
Well,
you know...
Sometimes people have to drink.
Speaking of, let's just put a bow on this right here.
Okay.
If people want to check out your guys' podcast, where can they go?
Yeah, so we're pretty much on all the social media, and it's all the same handle, Jet Theory Radio, JETTheoryRadio.com is the website where we've got all the podcasts, and people can keep up with us, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube channel. We got the whole works there.
There it is. Well, guys, thank you very much for joining me for this little teaser episode of what we're doing next week. I'm very much looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
You better believe it, Paul Brooks.
Sweet. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you on the season finale of B-Movie Mania.
Edgar Allan Poe, the writer who first gave fear a face. Dario Argento and George Romero. These twisted minds in horror movies. All three united to make a film that will blow your peace of mind to pieces. Two evil eyes. And discover how terrified you are of your own fear.